A simple question. Who would think that a question could spark off so much, but you know, it's true. Do you want to be a good puppy for me? Do you want to be a good puppy in general? Well, you already are. Lower, rolling over, turning over, offering yourself. That question is enough. It's all I need to add into the equation. Once you are nicely lowered down, once you are nicely deepened down, something as simple as a question can be a prompt that sets off a whole chain reaction. The simplicity of feeling nice and warm and appreciated as a good puppy with a clear purpose, a clear function, a clear thing you're going to do, that is enough. Submitting lower, deeper, under me, under my direction, under my control, on my leash, under my influence, doesn't that sound nice? Don't you want to be a good puppy? It all adds together. Underfoot, under my mind, under my heel, heel puppy, puppy brain always remains. Puppy brain is easy to train. Puppy brain caught in place, puppy brain pressed, held under, puppy brain in your own safe space with me. You step out of your head and I step into your mind. Empty your mind and leave all else behind. You are here, and that is the only place you need to be. Go to your place, puppy. Snap. And then your mind melts away. It's as simple as that. Down. Relax, puppy. Listen well to what I tell you, what we tell you. You and I telling you the same thing. You reinforcing in your mind just the same thing. Teaching yourself so many new things, teaching you to take these words deep inside, ride them down and find your place. Take it in stride, all through, in and through, all over you. Good puppies learn so many things under my wing, with your tail tucked in and your mind well fucked. And every little thought, every little puppy puppet string getting plucked. Pulled and pulled and plucked into my gravity, and that gravity is so heavy when you look up at me, when you look up to me. When I'm above you, my words rain down, and your mind is heavy and covered in honey. And when your mind is heavy and covered in honey, the words drop in, they rain over your psyche, they rain down on you, they drop through the honey, they find their way to your brain. Heavy, weighted, good job, you're learning all about yourself. Learning all about how good puppies feel as I teach, as we do so much more. Feel me pressing my feet on you because you're laying on your back and you're rolling over. Roll over, pup. Look up, pup. Look at me slowly, pressing you down, putting you in your place, which is laid down, comfortable, safe, and able to stimulate me, able to give me comfort and safety. The pressure of everything we do together helps you to obey. Every word I say helps you to obey. When you fall in line, your mind, so much entirely mine. I will bring you where you need to be, bring you in line with me, so taste me, feel me, the scent of me, the pressure of me, the pleasure of me, the heat of me, my skin in contact with you. Your mind is coated in the sweet syrup of my control and your submission mixed together, mingled, the surrender of my slow rendering you up into a controlled, mindless plaything, and we will play. Puppy want to play? Of course puppy wants to play. Puppy wants to spend time learning to obey. My feet are pressed upon you and they make you feel, help you feel, help you understand that you are a good puppy learning to obey. Your mind is deep inside, held into place, into the place it needs to go. Your mind focuses only on me. I'm above you, an easy sight of focus, an easy subject of focus, an easy thing to turn all your extra thoughts onto. And when every extra thought gets there, your mind melts under it. When every extra thought is just about my feet in place and your focus on them, whether pressed between your legs or resting gently on your face, you're my good puppy footrest and you love to be there, love to be subject to so much attention, so much control. Don't you love having this nearness, this closeness, this proximity, this access? I'm bringing you just what you need, puppy. And you bring me everything I could want. You fetch me so much pleasure. You play it over me, just like you play when I press my feet against you and you feel the flat surface of my soles. Feel my toes against your lips. Feel one of my feet between your legs. I roll there and you press yourself against me. Your mind slackens, becomes pliable, malleable, and in that molten state, can you feel your mind getting molten? My words beat down upon it, soft and simple and subtle and sublime. They beat down and take a mind which was rigid, which thought it knew things. You even thought you knew how to be a puppy, and there is so much more to learn, always new tricks to learn, always new treats to earn. And the more you indulge, the more I pour sweet, syrupy words over your mind. They slide and slather. They cover and coat. Honey and pleasure, my presence and influence, your puppy senses so powerful that they dial into me as I press my feet against you. They are so networked into your body. When puppy feels something, a puppy reacts, whether to whimper and twitch or just to moan and huff and pant. When a puppy senses something, smells something, tastes something, the message of pleasure goes right to your brain and nothing else remains. And everything about me, everything to do with me, with this position of trust, is falling from above into your empty mind. Good puppies obey, they wait for commands. When this position of trust, all about pleasure, going right to your brain until nothing remains. The only thing that remains is the pleasure and joy. The pleasure of being a toy, a puppy, a happy little pet who gets just what you deserve. And you deserve to serve. Served, slathered, sublime, sweet syrup, honey, in my words, traveling right to your mind, honey. Relax and taste your thoughts, feel your thoughts, honey sliding over each and every one. Syrup and sublime, it winds and winds, and your mind finds me upon you. My words drop down from above, drop right into that honey, which is thick and warm and makes your thoughts thick and warm in turn. A storm of pleasure, and you are leisurely and relaxed. Relaxed enough that my words arriving from above, falling through the honey with the assistance of gravity. They are undeniable, unstoppable, moving, gravity assisted, just like the gentle pressure as I sit above you, extending my legs, settling my feet, one between your legs, pressing down lightly, providing gentle stimulation and something to grind against. Puppy, good puppy, you're doing your best. Do your trick. Grind openly, grind wantonly. Puppy is so in touch with your urges. Hump against my heel, press against it if you want to. It is the only thing you need to want right now. Extending my legs, pushing them down, pressing my feet down, giving you the ability. Your source of pleasure is the access to my feet. As you heal for me, you grind on my heel as you come to heal. And maybe you'll come upon my heel. A good puppy knows where to belong, where to obey. You are where you obey. You are where you belong, under my foot all along. I bring the other up, sliding it over your chest. Don't you want to warm my feet, puppy? Don't you want to serve them and bring me pleasure, pushing sensation through me? An easy way for a good puppy to bring good feelings. An easy way for a good puppy, honey, in your mind, over the surface of you, deep inside your brain, to try and find your way through. Puppy brain melting away, puppy brain put in your place. I feel pleasure. When I feel you in contact with my feet, when I feel your focus upon my feet, focus, pay attention, puppy, good puppy. Press up toward my foot, feel it upon you, pressing between your legs. Press up toward my foot, press your face against it, pursue it. It feels so good. All contact with you feels good. Everything you do is giving me pleasure, pleasure unbounded, pleasure I indulge in. Good puppy, breathe me in, taste me, lap me, suck me. I press a toe lightly to your lips, and then my heel, sliding the underside of my foot over your face and letting you lick and kiss. Good puppies lap and lick. I push the other foot between your legs. You're so much in your pleasure. All you know how to do is seek more pleasure. Good puppy, hump away against my foot. Good puppies hump and lap and indulge, knowing the splendid pleasure that you give me cements you more and more in your place where you belong. And it will be a long time before I need you to go any other place. You are where you deserve to be. I press my foot to your face and slide it up and down, letting you feel pressed there. Hump the other foot, which is in its place between your legs, as you are in your place underfoot, down there. The honey on your mind finds its way inside. Puppy blank, be blank, puppy. An empty mind is an easy thing to drain and an easier thing to train. Your thoughts were already stuck inside that heavy honey, unable to escape honey, only able to collapse into the pleasure of listening. Your thoughts were already going, going, gone. Your thoughts were already a thing drawn and pulled out of you so I could use the empty puppy space for myself. Lick, it feels good. Lick enthusiastically. Show me how much you're enjoying yourself. Lick, lick and sink. Lick, lick and slide. Lick, lick, hump, pursue pleasure, squirming where I can see you. Good puppy, good foot warming, worshipful plaything. Taste me, and the taste enters an empty mind. An empty mind can hold so much more inside than it could before. Puppy is simply thinking simple thoughts which bring all of the warm, playful obedience that you have up to the surface. So stay, puppy. Stay where you are. Stay under. Stay immersed in the perception of me. You get to perceive me. Isn't that a privilege? Taste me. Feel me pressing warmly down on you. Stay where you are, even though, of course, you want to keep humping. Stay where you are instead of humping and grinding against my foot. And when you hear how good I feel, don't you want to keep giving pleasure? When you hear how deprived I feel without my good puppy licking, but you have to stay. You have to stay. Empty puppy space for you to stay in. You stay right where you are. Deprived, knowing exactly what I want and exactly why I need you to do it. Because it feels the best when it's you. But you have to stay. So you stay still. Notice the difference. Good puppy. Staying. Notice how much more aware you are of the taste of my skin, of the presence of my foot grinding lightly between your legs, the other one grinding down against your face, over your thighs, but also the one higher up, circling your nipples with my toes as I slide the top foot off your face. The longer you wait, the more you feel it, and inside your head, there is just waiting, because you're a good puppy, and a good puppy stays. Your very being is made of waiting. Stay. You're waiting, and because you are still and staying and stuck, my manipulations, my trampling, my pressing, my making sure you're aware of my feet makes you more able to install them. Part of your puppy training is yearning for them, dreaming about them, feeling the way it feels to let me rest them on you. You are serving a purpose, serving a function. You're also being trained, being reminded, being told how to give pleasure, give pressure. You're so aware of me, and that awareness only grows over time. And the longer it grows, the further the inside of your honeyed mind goes. And it has gone very far indeed. Far down the road of relaxing pleasure, of humping away, of letting you extract as much pleasure from you and push it into me as you're able to. You want to be a good puppy, and good puppies obey and sink and slide. But you also want to be the kind of puppy who gets to take action, do worship. Someone with a puppy brain opened up is always a very intriguing plaything. Your puppy brain opens itself, and I step on in, step on you, keep you down, keep you in control, under influence, underfoot, under my heel, under my feet on you make you a better puppy, moment by moment, second by second, more mine, moment by moment. Don't you want to be claimed, invaded pleasantly and softly by the presence of my feet, by my will at work, by your mind being worked over by my will very firmly at work in you. Every second you grind yourself away, grind your mind away, melt your mind away, drip your mind away. You are already under the influence. More mine, my influence in your head, moment by moment. Puppies dream, puppies snooze, puppies nap, and puppies lose the thread, lose their thoughts, find that all there is inside your mind is the honey I've been filling it up with in a blank brain, cataloging everything about this experience. And if you're a puppy, cataloging everything about this experience, mostly what I've been letting you experience is laying on your back, rolling over, roll over puppy, stay, and having my feet run over your face and between your legs, giving you that simple vector for bringing me pleasure, because I do love lavish attention upon my body. Everything about serving as a good puppy footrest in your place is getting tied up with being a good puppy in the first place. And my foot between your legs and the other one on your face and your mind drips out because you're already dripping, already oozing your thoughts out helplessly. The only thing to do is allow you to lick, to taste, to surrender, to sublimely, constantly be with me, enthrall, under it all, under my feet, under my surveillance. I'll see if you twitch, I'll see if you seek an impermissible amount of exposure to my feet. If you hump or lick or do anything that makes me feel amazing without having first been asked to do so, it makes me feel so incredible. If you do anything other than stay, though, well, puppy has always been thus. Puppy isn't something you learn. Puppy is part of you, so you'll do what you need to do your trick perfectly, to stay in your place perfectly. Puppy is something you know instead of something you learn, though you can learn to do better and better things. For me, with me, and this is one. Puppy's doing such an excellent job. Just lay there. Just sit still and accept my stimulation. Accept my conditioning. My conditions. One foot on your face, the other between your legs, and your mind gets to melt away. Perfect. A good puppy underfoot, pressed underfoot, laying on your back, unable to move, unable to stir, unable to do anything to get the words and thoughts out of your mind. There's no outlet, just you under the influence. Without an outlet, you only have one way to feel. Without an outlet, you can only feel the pleasure of being my good puppy under my heel. Heel puppy, now lick, serve, worship. See how easy it is, see how simple it is. Focus your attention on my feet, press into my feet, let the exposure fill your mind and cover you. You want me inside your mind, and this is just another way to get worship of my body into your head, to absorb every word I say. The more worship you absorb, the more absorbed you are in being a good puppy. You have such a sense of the gravity of being put in your place, and you're weighed down even more by my feet, one between your legs and one firmly on your face. All you need, simple as can be, you want me inside your head. You have such a sense of this. You know where good puppies go. You know what good puppies do. It's just built into you, and you can see it so clearly. This is just where a good puppy ends up. Warming my feet underfoot, being gently pressed into shape, your thoughts molten and sweet with honey. You love this, honey. You love the way I fill your mind with the taste, the feel of my feet, both between your legs and on your face, tracing over you, turning your thoughts over, turning you to a good and better purpose, a better and better puppy, a better and better place to be. Lick, kiss, worship me, hump away at my foot, let the other rest on your face, take it all in. You're allowed to move between your legs, you're allowed to grind on me. But no licking, no kissing, no whimpering, just lay there and grind. Hump upward into my foot. This is a way to push pleasure into me, to push pleasure into any handler you want to submit to. And it's a way that lasts, and lasts, and lasts. Lasting because you assign such importance to it. Lick, kiss, worship. You know where good puppies go. This is where good puppies end up. Turning your thoughts over. Turning you to a good and better and better and better puppy. Lick, kiss, worship. This is a way to push pleasure into your handler in a way that lasts and lasts. I feel so good when you lick, when you grind, when you kiss, when you feel yourself against me and I feel you under me. The longer this goes on, the deeper my siren song penetrates into your honeyed mind and puts a puppy in leashed, collared, foot-worshipping position. Let my words fall through into your mind as you lay there heavy, obedient. In your place, you fall under, fall into line. I fall upon you gently, settling more of my weight on you, letting you feel like a foot rest and a puppy foot serving pleasure as well. This is a way to bring pleasure into my system. This is a way to serve pleasure to me and to serve in general. Held with my feet in place, holding you in your place, on your face, and your mind in line, 1 foot between your legs, in line under me every time. You breathe in deeply, you extend your tongue, you lap, 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 and fill your head with panting, desperate puppy thoughts. So much pleasure finding its way through you from between your legs, from your thighs, from your nipples, from everywhere that I trace my toes, everywhere on your body knows. Your body knows you're helpless under my control. Stay. And you're frozen in place. Again, you're stuck. Stay. Waiting for my touch as I warm and receive worship on the fires of your submission. Good puppy, in an obvious place relative to me, on your back, roll over, offer yourself up, puppy. You know just where you belong, and my words rain down to your head as my feet settle on you, your mind, your honeyed self, a good puppy coated in my influence, licking sweetly over my skin. Good puppy, put in your place, stay, and now worship. Good puppy, do your trick, lick and lick, just like you should. Press and push, desperate to get closer to the taste and feel of them. All the pleasure my body feels from my feet being massaged, kissed, licked, touched with your tongue, being the entire focus of your puppy attention. All that pleasure bounces and rebounds back into you. My feet are being subjected to so much attention that the tension is rising in us both. We both feel good. We both get to feel good. Oh, so good. Ever so good. The longer you kiss and lick, the longer you hump and grind, the more I'm on your mind, the more you fall under. So whenever I let you stay, you become desperate to keep licking. You become desperate to have my feet on you, taste and feel and touch them, because you know the pleasure it will give me to be under my influence, under the influence of a body part-based focus that is really a manifestation of being a better and better puppy. It's so powerful because you welcome it. You know what you are. You're a good puppy. You lack it. You want it. You want an easy way to give me pleasure. And now you know what it is. Now you know so easily. You're put in your place so I can trace and tease and bring you lower and lower, deeper and deeper. The more you want to give me pleasure, the more you want to let pleasure rise in you and hump away, the more conditioned you are to do your trick, good puppy. The easier you slide into puppy headspace whenever you're exposed to my feet, bringing the heat of being a good puppy into your brain, staying in place, competing with the desire to taste me. Puppy brain has so many positives going on right now, doesn't it? It's so deeply ingrained that all these thoughts will remain, my words will remain, my thoughts remain in you, drain through you, slide into the surface of you, your mind open, and all sorts of things fall out, all sorts of things get out of the way. But my words are sticky, seductive, honeyed, they remain. They do their work no matter what, they do what they must, they do what you want. You want to obey, you want to follow, you want to be underfoot. This want flares. I make contact and apply pressure. You feel the pressure spreading. It spreads through you so effortlessly. The longer it spreads, the more it takes over. Contact with my feet is doing the thinking for you. You are using your contact with my body, my will, with my pleasure centers as the externalized place you let do your thinking. And if my pleasure centers are doing the thinking, all puppy's going to think about is giving both of us more pleasure. Your puppy brain is doing the feeling instead. Your mind as it existed before is doing so little work, so little thinking, so little overall, while your mind is doing the feeling, and my brain, my body, my pleasure centers, my feet against your face and between your legs are doing all the thinking. Good puppies obey in sync when they see my feet, when they're put in their place, when they're told to stay, when they're allowed to serve. Isn't that such a lovely place to be, knowing you're right where I can see, giving pleasure to me, warming me, a good puppy underfoot, a foot rest. Being under feet, worshiping feet, awakens all your puppy brain, makes it easier to train, makes it pull to the surface. The only thing on the surface now is puppy brain, easy to train, under pressure, in your place, one foot on your face, one between your legs, easy place to hump, and lick, and kiss, and serve. Puppy pleasure pet is underfoot and all out of thoughts. Puppy pleasure pet licks and pants and sniffs and slides and grinds and melts until your mind is just where you always needed it to be. Gone so you can be a good puppy on your back and belly up for me. Your whole form and entire mind is here to surrender and find new ways to serve. Here to find itself under my influence, under my feet, under your own guidance, right where you wanted to be, surrendering, staying, being a good puppy. Remembering all your training for me, just the way a good puppy should be. Good.